We'll give you all the credit in the world, Mr. Wilfork, because watching that game yesterday, I thought you were damn good. I said, I got to watch this again and keep my eyes pinned to you to find out some of the things that you were doing that they didn't accentuate with replays, and you had yourself as good a game as you've probably ever played. Now, you probably remember all the things you screwed up with, so why don't you lay them all out for us? Just give us all the things that you messed up with in yesterday's game.
I mean, wasn't a lot.
It's pretty damn good.
It wasn't. Trust me, I've made my share of mistakes. So, you know what? You have to build, continue to build. I think as a team, it showed a lot yesterday. You know, going to Buffalo, a division game, coming off, you know, two losses. And the one main thing that I really loved about this team yesterday was we kept our composure. We was poised. We stayed even keel.
What was halftime like?
Halftime was a normal halftime. You know what? We just went in and said, you know what, guys, we got to continue to play, continue to execute, and finish the game. Play 30 more good football for 30 more minutes, you know, and we'll be pretty good. And I think that, you know, we went out in the second half and we did that. Everybody played together, all three phases. Once again, you know, a great team win. You can't pinpoint one person or a couple people. I think this was a great team win for this team.
I'm wondering, what was your mentality right before the Spiller play? You wound up with the fumble. Were you looking to create a fumble in that situation, or did the ball just pop into your hands? Just give us a replay of what happened there.
Anytime you're down there, we always talk about don't give up a touchdown. You know, make them kick a field goal. So that our mentality was that. And, you know, it's always good when you can leave with a turnover. You know, that don't happen a lot. And you know what, Gerard and Spikes, those guys came and hit, made a great hit on the goal line, and the ball popped out and just landed, you know, where I was. And I just recovered it, you know. But those guys made that play. Everybody on that play played that play perfectly, you know, everybody. So it's not just me, trust me. I could sit here and pat myself on the back, but, you know, without the hit, without, you know, Kyle Love beside me or Nikovich or Chandler or the DBs being in the position they needed to be in, that play would have never happened. So that was just a good football play.
We always hear horror stories about the bottom of the pile. recovering a fumble, what are some of the challenges of recovering a fumble, and how difficult was it to hold on in that situation?
That one wasn't difficult because I think I probably was the only one that saw it at first. And, you know, Fitzpatrick saw me getting up with the ball, so he was kind of alert. But everybody else was kind of figuring out what happened. But I knew the ball had popped out. I was right on the ball, and my instincts to kick, though, hey, get up and run.
Right.
Get up and run, you know.
You could have gone 99.
But in some cases.
It would have been tough.
But in some cases, they're doing all kinds of things.
Oh,
there,
man.
Right?
A lot of things happen under that pile. A lot of things.
But, were you singing, you know, Soprano?
It's a fight. It's a fight who come out with that ball. And, you know, when it's on the ground, it's anybody's ball. So you got to do everything you can to get that ball.
I tell you what, when you get out of the pile with the replacement officials, it's anybody's ball.
First time I ever had a conversation with Pepper was on a pile scrumming for a football.
I've heard that before. Yeah.
Conversation?
That.
What was the conversation?
It was
so you were a cowboy and he was a giant?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it wasn't that important. He was threatening me, I think. I think he was threatening me with something. Or the other way around. I don't remember. One way or the other. But that you talk about that hit by Spikes. We've seen fumbles that where a guy gets a helmet or an arm on the ball and knocks the ball loose. That almost looked like one of those hits where he gave him a shot in the head and his body went loose and the ball came out because it was such a clean shot that he gave.
From the angle that we saw, it was Spikes coming on one side and Mayo coming on another side. And they mostly just collided. And right on the ball, and it was like pop, pop, and the ball just came loose. So, you know what? Yeah, I was, like I said, I was just lucky to be there in the right place to get the ball. But you know what? These guys played a hell of a ball game. I mean, this whole team. Like I said, at the end of the day, it's a great, great, great team win because of, you know, special team with the field position, offense moving the ball, scoring. We going out there creating turnovers. I mean, those type of things you talk about each week. You know, if you can do those three things, you'll be pretty successful. You set yourself up in a good spot to win a ball game, and we did yesterday.
You had that hit on Jones. He's still probably wondering where he is today. This team has been very physical. You talked about spikes, and he's been hitting hard. You've been hitting hard. How does it change the mentality of a game when another team looks at what you guys are doing and as physical as you're becoming? Do you see that there's a tendency, especially with the offense, to kind of look up a little bit more, to be maybe is not as sure as they normally are when guys are hitting as hard as you guys are hitting right now?
Sometimes you can see, you know, our opponents looking for a hit or become gator arms, catching the ball over the middle, whatever. But our goal on this defense is to be aggressive, play smart, be tough, be physical. You know, when you click on a film, that's what we want people to see, that we're going to hit every play. We're going to be physical. We're going to be aggressive. So you have to match it. The times when we don't do that, we struggle, you know. But this team's not built like that. Our team is built to be a physical football team. And if we can play physical, we like our chances.
Your first tip led to a Gerard Mayo interception. It's just instincts taking over. You see the quarterback, or see some guys, I'm, you know, wondering, if I just tip the ball like they're doing a tip drill, if I can get the tip in a certain way, the ball will hang up in the air for one of my guys.
You know what? I hear all the time, you know, Bill and our coaches, Pep and Matt, they always talk about different quarterbacks. This guy have this release. This guy get a lot of batted balls. This guy do this. This guy stare down this receiver. So going into that game, I kind of felt that we probably could have got our hands on a couple of balls, which we didn't. I mean, we got a couple of them. But just being able to see a quarterback and read a quarterback, just like a DB at read him his own, same thing, you know. Just follow his eyes. And I just know the way he released the ball that, you know, I probably can get one. So it's just being alert, you know, instincts, just going through what I saw on film, what you see on film, just putting it in play for real. And that's exactly what happened on that play.
Because I wouldn't say you leaped an awful lot on that play.
No, I didn't leap a lot.
Yeah. No, not gravity was working.
Only leap when you have to, right?
Only leap when you have to.
That's right.
I'm not a basketball player now.
A lot of fans see the two halves that you guys put together and assume that there was some crazy kick-ass speech at halftime with Belichick throwing chairs and people going nuts. What was going on at halftime of that game?
You know what? Like I said, we went in a normal halftime and just said, hey, these are the things that we need to continue to do. Execute our game plan. We weren't going to change much. We just have to execute better and play 30 more minutes of good football. And that's exactly what we said. And we went out there and we did that. We put it all together. We like I said, all three phases of the game, we played together as a team. And when you could play together as a team, compliment each other, I'm telling you, you could do some special things. And yesterday, we did that. So we have to be more consistent. Now we've shown we can do it. We just have to continue to get better and execute well.
CBS showed your wife a couple of times, cell phone in hand.
She got more airtime than you did.
She really did. She got some great airtime.
Yeah.
Sending
39 text messages to me.
Yep. How many?
39.
So she sent you 39 Absolutely. Text messages during the game.
Did you read them all at halftime?
No.
And so, so they
are you going home tonight?
coaching points? Anything you can share with us? Any good text? Or she?
No. She always she focused on me 24/7. I mean, she look at the whole game, but she always telling me why I'm doing this, why I didn't do that. She thought I could have done this. I should have ended up with that ball. I should have made that tackle.
She does know.
She's
tough to her. She knows the game.
She's tough on me.
Sure, the game.
She's tough on me.
Does she realize that you're playing the game and you probably
That's
don't
right.
have an opportunity
she,
to
she know, You know what? She know I'll read it afterwards.
This guy
she
get,
know that.
Gotta get the thoughts out. You know?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I forget and I just get my phone and go, you know, walk off and go in the car. And sometimes while she's driving, I'm reading them. And then I start laughing. I ask her a question. What would you say, you know? But that's my biggest fan. She keep me on my toes.
Oh, that's great. Sorry, that's better. They should give some of them. Send them to the coaches, too. Send some to you and CC, you know, Pepper Johnson. You know, see what he thinks about some of the coaching points.
That's wild. That is wild. When she's sitting there and the wives are sitting there, you get into a place like Buffalo. They can be, I think they start drinking at about 4 or 5 a.m. I don't know when they start, but that can be a rough place. Do the fans
you know what?
Give them a hard time at all?
I don't think she never had a problem anywhere. Not that I have to think of. She never had a problem because, well, you know, my wife go to watch the game and she don't talk smack or whatever. She just sit down and look at the football game.
Yeah, but when you made that great hit on Jones, let me tell you something. She jumped out of the chair.
Yeah.
And so the people around her were all wearing like Buffalo Bill paraphernalia. they knew that was probably not necessarily
a Bill shirt. She's okay up there. She can hold on. Trust me. You have to be able to hold your own in the Wilfork household.
What is this like this weekend? Part of this team you're familiar with because you played Denver in the playoffs, but they are so different now when you have Peyton Manning back there. And it looks like a lot of the offense they're running, though they're running the football a little bit more than Indianapolis did. A lot of it is Peyton's old stuff. So they've incorporated a lot of his stuff. What problems does he present here?
I mean, Peyton is Peyton. I mean, let's get that straight from the get-go. He's going to run that offense the way he knows how to run it. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play action pass. They're going to get the ball down. He's just a smart quarterback. So we know exactly how we need to play this guy.
There's some guys that you can rush, and you just know. They don't know their way out of the pocket, and they're in trouble. Yeah. This is a guy that knows his way around that pocket and can find an extra half foot here.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with him? Do you deal with him differently in that respect?
No, we know Peyton, he liked to stand in the pocket and throw the ball. You know, he want to be in the pocket. And if he have to get out, you know, he'll get out. But he's not scrambling to run. We know that. So we have to do a real good job up front of making sure he don't have those lanes where he can just step up and deliver a ball. Because he can deliver a ball with somebody just breathing down his neck. He's a tough quarterback. I mean, he stands tall in that pocket and he'll deliver. He'll take a shot and he'll get up. So it's going to be real crucial for us this week is to, you know, make sure we can get him off that spot and get him uncomfortable back there. But he do a real good job. I mean, like I said, Peyton is Peyton. He's going to make some hell of a five throws. He's one of the best.
So. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the film from yesterday. He looked terrific.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like, based on your comments, it doesn't sound like the missed season from Peyton Manning is affecting you at all in terms of preparation for him.
He's a great quarterback. He is one of the best that ever done it. So we know we have our hands full again. You know, good thing we're home. They have to come to us. You know, and hopefully we can start defending our turf a little bit better around here now. So,
well, what do you take with his pre-snap reads? Because he reads, he obviously points out the mic, and then he rambles off a bunch of other
You can't get caught up
in
all
that. I was
going
to say, what is that? Have you figured, is there any rhyme or reason to it? Do you sit there and try to figure out what's going on?
I try not to. Yeah. With him, I try not to because he do so many different things. Sometimes it's dummy, sometimes it's real, so I just choose not to even get into it, you know. We just have to execute well. Like I said, we know how to play, you know, Peyton. We know how to, you know, play Denver. It's not a team that we play a lot, but, you know, last year we played them twice, and now we're facing them again this year, a little difference. But with the Denver offense mixed in with, what he bringing from Indy, we kind of have an idea how we want to attack. So we just have to do a real good job of executing. That is going to be the key, executing our game plan. If it's something different we want to do, we'll change it on the sideline. But we have to have a great week of preparation, you know, and it starts today.
The running game is something that they've always prided themselves on. Is it the same as it was last year? Last year they almost had to have that running game with Tebow there. But how does it look this year so far?
See, I mean, they still – running the ball a lot. They run the ball, and they're very successful running the ball. Some different, some things they done last year. But so we can't fall asleep, you know, on the run game. You know, like I said, they have an offense that's very explosive, can put up some points. So we have to do a real good job of, you know, executing every play. It can't be a couple plays. We have to be ready for 60 minutes with these guys and make sure we own everything. Because, like I say, they come out into something different that we didn't go over. You know, we have to make the adjustments on the sideline and get it fixed and move on. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be some moving parts. We're going to have to, you know, go to the sideline and, you know, make some adjustments. But for the most part, we kind of know how we want to play these guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure there was a lot of play action with Tebow the way there is with Peyton Manning. All right, a monster game yesterday. Vince, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck next week. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
Vince
Wilfork right here on The Big Show on Patriots Monday.